Welcome to A Deeper Look in the Book. This program is brought to you by the exciting Bible Way Community Baptist Church in beautiful Irving, Texas, where our pastor is none other than Dr. Timothy J. Wilbur, Sr. This week, Pastor Wilbur will bring in a series of studies out of the book of Acts. So get close to your radio and have a Bible ready as we take a deeper look in the book.
Orange tree. As a matter of fact, I know it is because look at the root. The root is what's caused the fruit. Hello, somebody.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right. So don't let somebody fool you when they run to Acts chapter 18. And keep in mind, a lot of things you see in the book of Acts is more or less God was doing something on a one-time kind of thing. You won't see this happening on a regular basis. Amen. In other words, you can't find another scripture like this that the people believed but didn't have the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The only scripture that can even compare with this is over there at Acts chapter 8, where we looked at where Philip had went there and preached. The people believed, but then God waited on Peter to come down, lay hands on Peter and John, whether they received the Holy Spirit. So God was authenticating the ministry of the apostles. Amen. He was showing people, you need to believe in these 12 guys. Yeah, this is who you need. So he was building them up. Now, today, you don't have no apostles. I don't mean to step on somebody's favorite TV preacher's toes now. Amen. But today, you don't really have no apostles because according to the book of Acts, Acts chapter 1, in order to qualify, when they was trying to select an apostle to take Judas' place, remember, because Judas had betrayed Jesus and hung himself, Peter and them said, okay, we need to choose an apostle to take his place. Well, in order to be an apostle, number one, you had to be a witness of the time that Jesus began his ministry, earthly ministry, to the time that Jesus left and went up into heaven. So you had to be living during that day and age to be an eyewitness. So who's 2,015 years old? Now, if you're 2,015 years old, I believe that you're an apostle. Amen. But you at least got to be 2,015 years old.
Amen.
And in all actuality, you got to be even older than that. Lord have mercy. Yeah, you got to be even older than that. So that, because that means if you just 2015, that means you was a baby when you saw that. Yeah, you need to be a little bit older, of course. Amen.
Amen.
All right, but anyway, let's go on a little bit further. Y'all holding me up this evening. Dang, I'm still on point number one. I gotta get on point number three. Lord have mercy. Amen. Let me see. Can I speed it up a little bit? So Paul, he worked in Ephesus. Now it's a lot that was going on in Ephesus. Hopefully we can get out of Ephesus that night. Amen. But because we see the 12 ignorant disciples, but then we see the seven sons of Cepha. The seven sons of Cepha, they saw Paul. God was working mightily with the apostle Paul. Paul was performing all kinds of miracles, the Bible says. Look here at the text. The Bible says here in verse number 10, and this took place for 2 years. He was teaching at the school of Tyrannus in verse number 9. And this took place for 2 years so that all who lived in Asia heard the word of the Lord, both Jews and Greek. And God was performing. Now watch this now. Watch this. Are you with me? Are you with me, Bible way? The Bible says, and God was performing extraordinary miracles by the hands of Paul. So it just wasn't even just God was doing some extra. He puts a little extra in here. Some extraordinary miracles by the hands of Paul. So some unusual miracles, stuff that normally you won't even see. But God was using Paul in a mighty way. So that handkerchiefs, aprons were even carried from his body to the sick, and the disease left them, and evil spirits went out of them. All right. So we see that God was using Paul in such a way that the sick was being healed, and those that had demons in them. If you had Paul's sweat rag, and you put Paul's sweat rag on you, and you had the demons in you, the anointing was so powerful on that sweat rag that it drove the demons out. Yeah, drove the demons out. Now, be careful, because people again will run to this scripture right here, and they'll start talking about a prayer cloth.
Yeah, amen. Yeah.
You watch this preacher, and he'll set you up about, you know, how he performing all kind of miracles, and you can, now I'm watching somebody that need a miracle right tonight. Matter of fact, you can get you a miracle, but you need to order this prayer call. Matter of fact, I got this prayer call right here. I done prayed over it. It's anointed. Matter of fact, let me put a little more anointing on you. And so he'll wipe his forehead. Yeah, you come on and order this. You order this. And by the way, tuck in a little love gift. Tuck in a little love gift. And you can have this prayer cloth. Amen.
Amen.
And they're selling them by the million. Selling them by the million. Mm-hmm. And then they've come with some, listen, I've been to Jordan River, and you can get you some of this anointed water, this holy water. This holy water. I said, now that looked like tap water to me, because see, if you read your Bible over in 2 Kings chapter 5, don't you remember Naaman supposed to Elijah told him to go and dip himself in the Jordan River. And he said, can I use some of these other rivers rather than that river? He said, because that's the most dirtiest river around. Mm-hmm. So when these guys say, hey, here's some water here, so I said, now that water don't even look brown or anything. What Jordan River he talking about? Because the Jordan River, that's the muddy Jordan River. Mm-hmm. Lord have mercy. But when you don't know better, see, they're fool, ignorant people. Mm-hmm. Yeah, let me tell you something. A lot of times, a lot of these preachers, they look for weak people. That's why the Bible talks about over in 2 Timothy chapter 3, it talks about these silly women. Mm-hmm. Churches are full. They're packing churches out with silly women. Mm-hmm. Prayer cloths and prayer aprons, mm-hmm, and holy water, mm-hmm, and anointed oil and stuff like that. Be careful. And listen, be careful about getting in prayer line, letting people lay hands on you.
Amen.
There is something to laying hands, but be careful, because you don't know that the habits of some of these people after they get off stage, and whatever spirit they got in them can get on you. Lord have mercy. See, that's why God gives you a pastor. Yeah, you can check out the lifestyle of your pastor. But these evangelists, man, he's just like a grasshopper. He's just flying over here, then jump over there, then jump over. You ain't got time to track him. Yeah. But that's why God give you a pastor. Because you can watch that pastor. You can come over to that pastor's house. You can stay at that pastor's house. Yeah. You can trail that pastor. Yeah. That's why God gives you a pastor. He set it up like that. You're supposed to follow your path. You don't really have no business just running over here, running over there. No. Even a regular sheep don't even do that.
Right.
A regular sheep, he can get fed good as long as he stay in his pasture. Mm-hmm. But when he takes his eyes off his shepherd, and start going over here trying to get him some, oh, I see some more grass over here. I'm going to get me some greener pastures. I'm going to go on over here. And boy, he get himself all tangled up and wrapped up in that barbed wire and everything. Anybody know what I'm talking about, the barbed wire?
Mm-hmm.
But he's breaking his neck to get on over there and get himself all cut all up. And he get over there, and when he get over there, it ain't nothing but artificial turf. He done got himself all cut all up.
But no reason.
It ain't even real grass. You see? You follow your pastor.
Amen. Amen.
And stuff like that won't happen to you. Oh, Lord have mercy. And the thing about sheep are dumb animals.
Amen.
Yeah. One sheep can see another sheep going that way, and he don't bit much know why that sheep is going that way, but that other sheep will crack out and start following it. Amen. If he go off the cliff, he's going right off the cliff right there with him. Amen.
Amen.
That's why that shepherd has to keep his eyes on the sheep. They have to keep constantly counting the sheep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, constantly. Yeah. Lord have mercy. That's another lesson all together.
Amen.
Lord, I'm going to be able to get out of chapter 19. Man, and I had 3 good PowerPoints at the end of my lesson. Man, Lord have mercy. I ain't going to even be able to get the first 3 points of my lesson. But these 7 sons of Sceva, Sceva was a priest. He was a priest in that particular time of Ephesus, and he had 7 sons. And the Bible says here in verse number, let's see here, what verse is that? Verse number 15. Hold on. I'm in the wrong chapter, so I wonder that didn't look right. All right, here we go. In verse number 13. Amen. But also some of the Jewish exodus who went from place to place attempting to name over those who had evil spirit the name of the Lord Jesus, saying, I adjourn you by Jesus, whom Paul preaches, and the 7 sons of one Sceva, a Jewish chief priest, were doing this, and the evil spirit answered and said to them, I recognize Jesus, I know about Paul, but who are you? And the man to whom was the evil spirit leaped on them and subdued all of them and overpowered them so that they fled out of the house naked and wounded.
Mm.
Man, ain't that something? In the country, we say whoop them so bad, whoop them out of their clothes. Man, whoop them butt naked. Amen. Amen. Now, notice they was trying to do something they saw somebody else do. And see, that's one of the problems in the church. Sometimes people see people doing things in the church and they think they can do it. But if you ain't got no Holy Ghost, oh man, you on dangerous territory. Amen. If you ain't got no Holy Ghost. These folks didn't have no Holy Ghost. And when you ain't got no Holy Ghost, then you like an empty wagon. And an empty wagon make a lot of noise. And see, what the evil spirits look for, they look for somebody who's making a lot of noise but ain't got no Holy Ghost. Because when you ain't got no Holy Ghost, you're like an empty house. Mm-hmm. And the devil can come right on in. He can move in and move all his friends, his cousins, his whole family. It's a dangerous thing to try to do what you see somebody else doing in the church and you ain't got no Holy Ghost. Oh, Lord, have mercy. That's why the Bible even tell the pastors, particularly the pastors, don't lay hand on no man suddenly, particularly a novice, somebody new, and put them up, because the devil will have lunch meat out of them. Oh yeah. See, the devil is gonna attack you regardless. So if he's gonna attack you when you step out, then you better make sure you got the Holy Ghost to fight him with.
Amen.
Yeah. See, as long as you're doing nothing in the church, 9 times out of 10, the devil ain't gonna mess with you. But once you sign up to do anything, I don't care what it is. I don't care if you sign up to pass out the bulletins at the church. You know what I mean? You just gonna give folks a bulletin when they come in the house of the Lord. Now that seems to be easy, don't it? But the Holy Ghost says, no, because you got a beautiful smile. And that's making people feel welcome, and you're showing hospitality. I'm going to knock that smile off your face. That's how the devil works. So that's why a lot of times people, they may think a pastor or a leader in the church is against you by not allowing you to do stuff. But this is a war. This is warfare. This ain't no picnic. This ain't coming to a picnic meeting. This is warfare. If you sign up to do anything, sooner or later, you're going to meet the devil. And if you ain't meet the devil, that means he already got you. So he ain't worried about you. But you're going to meet the devil. And if you ain't got the Holy Ghost, you're going to be defeated by the devil.
All the time.
You got to get, this is an army. See, we shouldn't really be looking for more members, but we should be looking for soldiers.
Amen.
Did you hear what I said? It ought not be about membership. It ought to be about enlistment to fight in God's army.
Amen.
This is a battlefield. This is a battlefield for the Lord. And that's why when you see even other people get in position there in the church, immediately you ought to say, well, now, what did he say that her name was and what's she going to be doing? Because we need to be praying for her. Yeah. Because just like you just took that name, the devil done, he take the name. He come to church to take names. To find out who is going to do what, because the devil done draw the line, say, I dare you to cross this line. They ain't crossing this line. Well, y'all done slowed me down enough this evening. So I guess we probably going to have to end right there with that. Amen. We got halfway through the first stop, Paul's first stop, the city of Ephesus. Amen. And so hopefully we'll be able to finish next time. Amen. Hopefully we'll be able to finish. So bring your sheep with you next time. That way I don't need to make no more copies, do I?
No.
I mean, this one here, we didn't dirty this enough at all, did we? Lord, no. Have mercy. All right. Let's go to the Lord and pray. Our Heavenly Father, we do thank you. We praise you for who you are, the God who hears you still answer prayer. Lord, we just thank you so much for this wonderful lesson tonight. Lord, we see what you have done by using the Apostle Paul in one of the hardest cities to minister in, the city of Ephesus, which was looked in the scriptures as Satan headquarters. But we saw tonight how you brought this one man named Paul right there to that city, and he began to tear Satan headquarters down by the power of God. And Lord, you told us that we have that same power that's living in us. You told us in your holy word, greater is he that's in thee than he that's in this world. And so we thank you for the power that we have. I pray, dear God, that we'll use that power. I pray that we won't get in the flesh, because Satan would love for us to just get in the flesh. But help us whenever we do ministry to be read up, to be prayed up, to be filled up with the Holy Spirit. Because if we are read up, and if we are prayed up, and we are filled up, then, Lord, the gates of hell cannot prevail against your people. So, Lord, I thank you for these who have come tonight. I pray your protection upon them, because we know the devil would love a sneak attack. And so, Lord, I pray that you would just put a hedge of protection around every person under the sound of my voice. I pray that that the blood of Jesus just be over our bodies, our soul, our spirit, over even our properties, that our cars gonna work right, our washing machines gonna work right, the appliances in the house gonna work right, because we know the devil can get in the appliances and stuff. And so, Lord, we pray that everything is gonna be working right, and even our home's gonna be working right. Everything gonna be decently and in order there in our houses. And so, Lord, we thank you, we praise you, and Lord, I do pray that those that are sick, you would touch their bodies and heal their bodies and make their bodies whole again. And Lord, we do want to pray for the bereaved families. Lord, strengthen these bereaved families. We know that different ones are losing loved ones around holiday times. And so those who have already lost loved ones and those that's getting ready to lose loved ones, Lord, we just pray that you will strengthen them. Strengthen them, dear God, like nobody else can. Now, Lord, we pray that you will go with us, go before us, go behind us. Let us have a good night's sleep. Wake us up early in the morning and clothe us in our right mind as we start out our day. And, Lord, we pray that we'll tell somebody Christmas.
Bread of life sent down from the Lord.
If you would like a copy of the study that you have just heard in its entirety, would you please call the church at 972-257-3766. Again, that is 972-257-3766. Or visit our new website at alookinthebook.com. Again, that is alookinthebook.com. And come by and visit us this Sunday morning at 11 o'clock at Bobaway Community Baptist Church. And remember, until next time, take a deeper look in the book.